assume everybody has a klipas. I don't know if you should, if it's possible to bring the klipas to shiur, it's usually usually helpful. I always have a laptop, and I just summon everything up on their laptop. That's really what you need is a klipas. There are a lot of contemporary svarim and kesim avarchim. People ask me about svarim. The gedolei achrayim are in the klipas. Sure, the slach, the classical svarim, they're in the klipas, even though we're going to focus more on Rishayna, but nonetheless, that you have in the Kaimans. There are a lot of contemporary Svarim and Kesim Avachim, but I think Shir alone is enough to contend with. I don't really think that you have to have any contemporary Svarim. There are a number of beautiful Shuvas in the Minchas Baruch that are relevant to Kesim Avachim. You don't have to go out and buy a Minchas Baruch, although it's something you should own, but it's on Hebrew books and anything that we can download, but it's... There's some very beautiful things there. I'm sure they will have a reference to it. Beyond that, I really don't know. I also have a sefer in Kesim Avachim. I'm not sure if you should go out and get that or not. I mean, they say there was Soloveitchik. Every time he learned the Torah, every time he learned the Masechta, he said Shir. And every time he said Shir on a Masechta that he already said, it was like a new slate. He started with a blank slate, and he said totally different than what he said before. And Rav Aaron, on the other hand, Rav Aaron Kotler, every time he said Shir on the same Masechta, he said the same Shirim. He just added. But he just added on top of what he had said before. So the shirim grew. That's why he has such a long shirim. By me, it's a little bit in between. I definitely don't start with the blank slate. I work with what I worked at. I start, my point of departure is what I worked at last time. But a lot of things I revamp and I add and I subtract and so on. And I write up the shirim. Everything what we say is going to be written up. So you don't necessarily need to have my sefer in Kesim Avachim. If you want to have a sneak preview, I don't know. By the time we finish Kesim Avachim, the sefer is going to have to be, have to put out a new madura anyway. So, but okay, it's up to you. But be that as it may, I do write up the shurim. Guys who have been here, I write up the shurim always, and I send it out on the WhatsApp group. If you don't have WhatsApp, so make some arrangement with the shiur assistant that you should get it emailed. And that's very important. By me, there's the Torah Shiva Baal Peh, there's the Torah Shiva Ksav. First you hear the Shir, but then there's a very big Te'elis, guys tell me, and I believe also, and this is why I do it, I think there's a very big Te'elis in also reading through the notes after Shir. They don't always come out the same day, but I try to do it in a timely way. And then you see more, you see the Diyak HaDvarim, there are details that are not necessarily going to be what I said this year. Altogether, it's different when you see it written on paper. You see more, it's more, it adds a whole nother dimension. So that's very, very important. But I will say at the beginning of the year, I always give a pitch how to learn the sugya when you're learning with your chavrusa, when you're learning during Seder, how to prepare for Shir. Guys who have been here have heard from me many times, that you should learn the way you learn the sugya, the way you prepare Shir, I believe, and I've heard from my Lashon Dalim as well, is that you learn the Shach Levitaria of the Gemara Shittosis Baal Peh. And that's, I was going to say, you have a sugya. First Amud here in Kesim Baruchim is a sugya. So you go through the Gemara with the Rashi, and then you speak it out Baal Peh. And if you get stuck, so you look inside, but you say it over a few times till you feel that you have the Shach Levitaria Baal Peh at your command. And then you do the same thing with each Tosis. And you learn the tesis aside, and then you speak it out about that. If it's a long tesis, break it up into segments. And then here's the main thing, is that the iyun is while you're speaking out the shakla v'taya about that. That's when you're ma'ayin. While you're saying it out, you think about it, you think about how it coheres, how it fits together. That's the place to do that. That's the best opportunity to inject the iyun. Because that's when you're focused on the structure of the sugya, the tzurasa d'shmaitza. And there's a very big synergy in doing those things together. You finish, you can go back and do it again. Anytime you don't know what to do in shir, you don't know what to do. So instead of going and looking something up at random, it's always a good idea. It never hurts to go over again the shakti kaya. Again, it's with an iyun, with the havana. And that way it really gets into your blood. You get your kaina, the chesmen of the sugya, the havana of the sugya. Comes part of you. You're able to think about it other times during the day. If your class is boring, you can think about the sugya, and that's very very powerful. But it also focuses the eon direction. It's a very very powerful tool. I've been doing this for a number of years, and guys tell me time and time again, people take it seriously, they tell me that they really have a Teilis from it. So that's very recommended. Okay, fine. Without any further ado, let's start, let's make a beginning. The Mishnah. Kesim b'vorchen ala peres. Shaya peres means fruit, or peres means food in general. The Chayim Adam Teshuvah thinks that maybe peres means food in general, or maybe peres means peres. Peres, even peres adam. Later on, the Mishnah is going to talk about other kinds of food. What bracha do you make on other food? Pashup Shad, I think, is there. Right now we're talking about Paris. We'll see later on about other food. So, Kesin Morochan Ala Paris. Al Paris Ha'ilon, Bo'ayme Bo'ayr Priyayitz. Puts from a Yayin, Shal Ayayin Bo'ayme Bo'ayr Priyagofen. So, Yayin is an exception. Yayin, L'chayr is a Priyayitz. Yayin is a Priyayitz. Yeah, we'll have sugis later on. To what extent is fruit considered to be the Pri? But, I mean, to what extent is juice considered to be a Pri? But wine for sure is a Pri. The whole grape is planted primarily for the sake of the wine. So wine is definitely a pri. We say a pri hagofen, so we call it a pri. But we don't make a pri ha'etz, but rather we're more specific. We're mefaret, we're more specific, and we say, b'yir pri ha'shalayayin oim, b'yir pri ha'gofen. Ha'peyos ha'oretz oim, b'yir pri ha'domo, chutz min ha'pas, shal ha'pas oim, ha'metzi lechem min ha'oretz. So those are the two exceptions. Bari pri eitz, except for yayin, is bari pri agofen, and bari pri adama, except for bread, which is bari pri adama. Bal yirok is same with bari pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda is bari mina disayim. What's yirok is we eat the leaves. So that's it's not pri adam, it's a different name. But it has the same bracha, bari pri adam. And the Buddha says, no, we don't just make a bari pri adam. You have to be more specific and say bari mine desoim, because you're eating the green part. So it has a different bracha. Let's hear Rashi. Kesim bracha m'chutz min ha'yayin. So to Rashi, shemitoich chashivusoi kovoloi bracha la'atzmai v'chein ha'pas. But yayin ha'pas, because of the chashivus, They were misakin a special bracha. They took it out of the generic bari pri eitz and bari pri adama, and they gave it a special bracha. Bari mina d'psalma zok Rashi l'fi sheyesh b'chal pri adama d'soyim u'zroyim k'gan kidneys. Pri adama subdivide. There's d'soyim and there's zroyim. Rapiuda b'ay heker bracha l'chol min v'min. Smash, actually, there's only two things, Tesoyim and Zeroyim. There are things that are not Tesoyim and not Zeroyim either. I know, this is not so clear to me, but the truth is, Tesoyim and Zeroyim, we'll worry about later when we get to the Sugis of Rabbi Yehuda. What are all the subdivisions of Pri Adama? So, right, there's a Haral Chor in the Mishnah. The Yeshua asks, Is pas the only exception to the din that on Peres Adom you make a Bari Pri Adom? There's nothing else that grows from the ground that has its own bracha. What about Bari Mina Mizoinus? And Mizoinus, and Mina Mizoinus, and Maisik Dei, what the Gemara calls. And cake, you make a Bari Mina Mizoinus. So how come it doesn't say that in the Mishnah? You say Chutz Mina Pas, Umi Maisik Dei, Pasa Baba Kistin, various kinds of Mina Mizoinus. Why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? That's also an exception. Emma says there's another problem. I think it's a separate problem. I don't know that it's if you could relate it. There's a separate problem, which is that the Mishnayis in case of Mevachim don't mention Bari Mi. Don't mention Bari Mina Mizoinus B'chal. Get away from Mishnah Bari Pri Eitz and Bari Pri Adama, Bari Pri Agofen, Bari Hamaitzi Lechem in Aretz. Later on, we're going to have Mishnayos about Shakal Nivadvari. can you say make a shach and leave it dvarim? There's no Mishnah about bari minim mizaynus. There are brises about bari minim mizaynus. But the Mishnah that doesn't mention bari minim mizaynus. Stama, or why does the Mishnah leaves out bari minim mizaynus? Stama modern zach. Strange thing. Look at that. But you can't say. I thought maybe bari minim mizaynus is post Talmudic. Maybe it's a post Mishnaic. I mean, maybe bari minim mizaynus is a post Mishnaic invention. Maybe the Tanoim didn't have it, but it's not true. There are a lot of brises that have bari minim mizaynus. So in Gemara Kesedah, it brings brises that talk about the bracha bari minim mizaynus. So the Tanoim had it. So it's a strange oversight in the Mishnah that it b'chal doesn't mention bari minim mizaynus. It's any of them. But I want to focus on I don't know. But I want to focus on this nekuda. The Mishnah says that's the sin of omission. But here's more of a sin of commission. The Mishnah says that on Peris Hadoma you make a bari pri Hadoma chutz min hapas. It's not true. On Peris Hadoma you don't only make a bari pri Hadoma. On chocolate cake you make a bari minim mizaynus. So that's also peris. That's not less pri Hadoma than bread. So the same way the Mishnah says chutz min hapas, it should say chutz mi ma'isik deir, or chutz mi all of the various things that are mizaynus. And minim mizaynus. Well, and minim the Gemara should have said chutz mi minim mizaynus. They make a bari minim mizaynus. So I had a machshava. Maybe this really opens a door to address, or at least to begin to talk about a topic here in the Mishnah. It's a pretty basic topic. It's not like this. The Mishnah says later on in Daf Mem, towards the bottom, that im amar shakal niyavidvara yotza, al kulam im amar shakal niyavidvara yotza. What do we do? The Mishnah says, "Birch haperis ilim bayir pi adoma yotza. Peris arz bayir pi eitz lo yotza." If you make adoma on an apple, you yotze, because the apple also ultimately comes from the ground. But if you made a bayir pi eitz on a potato, you're not yotze, because a potato doesn't come from an eitz. But and benkach lo benkach, if you made a shachal li b'dvari on an apple or on a potato, so a shachal li b'dvari covers. But the eved shachal li b'dvari covers everything. That's halach, of course, that we're all used to. So the Gemara says, the top of my base. Al kulam omer shakel itmar avun omer chutz min hapasu min hayayin rav yechon omer afilu pas hayayin v'machleket v'machleket avun rav yechon. Rav Huna says that this din of the Mishnah that b'dieved you yotze with the shakel, that's good enough for apples and potatoes, but pas and yayin you are not covered by a shakel. Pas and yayin, if you make a shakel, you're not yotze. And Rav Yochanan says, no, shakel covers everything, it covers pas and yayin as well. And the loch is like Rav Yochanan. That if you made a shakel on bread, or you made a shakel on yayin, you are yotze. But Rav Huna says not. Rav Huna says, on yayin and pas, if you made a shakel, you're not yotze. So the Gemara continues. Neim a ketanoi. Chayis toli machlek is tanoi. Ro pas v'omar. Kama noe pas zu. Boruch hamokum shivro. Yotze. Yoteino. So the Gemara is like this. We have a chalek that made Rav Yosi. If you made a bracha, but it's not a bracha shetovu chacham. It's a bracha that you made up on your own. This is a beautiful pas. Baruch hamokum shebro. It's not a bracha that Chazal. You made up your own nusach bracha. So Chalek is a man of Yosi. Rav Yosi says no good. Mishana beish tovah chacham. And the man says it is good. So Gemara wants to say that's the machlekes efunin Rav Yechina. If you made a shehakol and passing yayin, you're a mishana min beish tovah chacham. So Rav Huna holds like Rav Yosi that that's no good. You're mishana shtei tovah chacham. You're not Yosi. And Rav Yechina holds like a mayor that mishana min beish tovah chacham is Yosi. That's what Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara says no, not exactly. The Gemara fine tunes that. Gemara says not 100% muchuch because Amal Chavuna. I know that I'm a loch. I feel like a mayor. I could go even like a mayor. I can't come a mayor. Hosem el hechad de kamatkish made the pass. I'm a loch at the loch kamatkish made the pass. I feel like a mayor made. At least in the case of Baruch Hamokum Shabro, you mentioned the word pass. So even though you're mishana beish tova chachamim, but you did salvage something from the beish tova chachamim. You mentioned the word pass. But if you say shachlan yibedro, you're not mentioning pass at all. So maybe that's worse. So that's more mishana mebeis shetovah chachamim. Conversely, Rav Yochanan Amar lechanot amar yafilu Rav Yosi atkan lekamer Rav Yosi also amelam mishum dekamer brochad leitikne rabbanon. In the case where you said Baruch Hamoka, where you said Kamen Pasu, so you're making up a bracha out of whole cloth. So that's a Mishana Bepesh Tov Chachamim, that's no good. But if you said a Shachan Li B'dvaray, it's a Matbeyesh Tov Chachamim for other things. It's not the Matbeyesh Tov Chachamim for Pasen Yayin. So maybe that's better. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan could go even according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Huna could go even according to Amen. Okay, so in that Cheshbon, in the Tchiyah having Mariz Doicha, we don't have to get bogged down. But what I want to, Hanageli and Yonenu, is that the Gemara holds that fundamentally, the Machlekes Hefun and Rabbi Yochanan is the Machlekes about Mishanim and Rabbi Yossi Tov Chachamim. Rav Meir says, Rav Huna Rav Yochanan, Rav Huna holds that if you make a, that you're not Yossi, if you make a Shachman passing the eye, you're not Yossi. Because you're mishanim in matbeah shetov chacham, making a new matbeah. You're not even mentioning the word passing yayin. Just saying shakal niyavadvori. It's a big shini matbeah shetov chacham, and therefore Rav Huna says you're not yaitzi. And Rav Yochanan says that you are yaitzi because he holds either because he holds like a mayor that mishanim matbeah shetov chacham doesn't matter, or because he holds that even though you're mishanim matbeah shetov chacham, but at least you use a different matbeah shetov chacham elsewhere. So that's good enough that you're still not called the Mishanim Ve'eshetov Chacham. But Akoponim, Yisayt HaDover, the Machlekes and Huna of Yochanan is a Machlekes about Mishanim Ve'eshetov Chacham. Made a Shehakol and Pasen Yayin, Rav Yochanan says it's no good. Rav Huna says it's no good because you were Mishanim Ve'eshetov Chacham. And Rav Yochanan says that it is good because he doesn't care that you're Mishanim Ve'eshetov Chacham like a mayor, or he holds it's not such a bad Mishanim Ve'eshetov Chacham because it's elsewhere in Ve'eshetov Chacham. But it's a Machlekes all about Mishanim Ve'eshetov Chacham. So there's an obvious problem in the sugya, a very glaring problem in the sugya, which is, maybe somebody sees it, I don't want to wait, I always have to balance how much questions to allow, especially with the big olim and new guys. And so it's not Socratic method, it's a lecture. But a little bit of questions are okay. So anybody, what's this, a glaring problem in the sugya?
The Mishnah says it's fine, and he said it
that one for. The Mishnah says, that everybody agrees. That if you make a shakal li yavadvari on an apple, you're for sure yotze. That's a Mishnah. If you make a shakal li yavadvari on a potato, you're for sure yotze. Why is that also called Mishanah Beshatov HaChacham? Why is that any different? The Machlekes Hefunah of Yochanan is only about passing yayin. But other things, they all agree that yotze with the shakal. So how can you say it's a Machlekes in general about Mishanah Beshatov HaChacham? It's not a machlekes about Mishanim Beish Tov Chachamim. The Mishnah says that Al Kulam Amishakal Yibed Vayotza. It's a machlekes specifically about passing the ayin. So how are you telling me that this is a machlekes about Mishanim Beish Tov Chachamim? Befrat, the din Mishanim Beish Tov Chachamim be'etzim is not limited to passing the ayin. If you said on a te'ena, kama te'ena zu, baruch hamokam shibra, it also goes into machlekes and meir Rabbi Yossi. You see that be'etzim, the concept of Mishanim Beish Tov Chachamim is not limited to passing the ayin. If the machlekes are fun Rabbi Yochanan, is about Mishanah and Be'ez Shetov HaChomim in one permutation or another, you know, various degrees of Mishanah and Be'ez Shetov HaChomim. But the whole sugya holds from beginning to end that the issue between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan revolves around Mishanah and Be'ez Shetov HaChomim. So why are they only arguing by passing yai? Why aren't they likewise arguing about apples and potatoes? So behechruch, you have to say. What do you have to say? What do you have to say? Maybe a little bit Socratic method. What do you have to say? What's Miss Bakashil here?
Shackle be my
bear
for those.
The what? Shackle
be my
bear. Shackle is my bear for those things, right? But right. Even though it's not, because you're supposed to say bari peitz, you're supposed to say bari peadoma. You're not supposed to say yet shackle on a potato.
Maybe Pas and Yayin are a different class of bracha than everything else, so within a certain class you can interchange to a certain degree, but once you get to a totally different type of bracha, it's not interchangeable.
Right. I think it's also in the right direction, both of you in the right direction. I think what you have to say is that when you make a shehakol on a priya eitz, it's not called Mishanah Beish Tov HaChacham. Because shehakol niyavidvaroi is a matbeah shetov chachamim for food, and it's a matbeah shetov chachamim for food, and it includes priya eitz and priya adoma. Are you supposed to make a bari priya eitz, and you're supposed to make a bari priya adoma? That's because there's a mitzvah to be mefaret. There's a mitzvah to be as specific as possible. I mean, specific as possible.
I suppose it could be, you could say Bari Priya apples. You know, you could say even more. You could say Bari Priya tapuah or whatever, but Eitz tapuah. So there's limits how much Chazal, how much specificity Chazal's required, or Chazal suggested. Asked this also later on in the Amatessa, I think about them, that they were misakin bracha chashuvu ledvarim chashuvu. So the degree of specificity matches up somehow with the chashivas of the food. So you don't have to be endlessly specific. But nonetheless, there's a certain amount of specificity, of pirut, that Chazal wanted that you should have in a bracha. And if you don't have it, you're lacking the mitzvah of pirut. So if you say a bari pietz if you say a shahakol on a potato, avadi, you're doing something wrong. But what you're doing wrong is that is a sin of omission. I'm not being mefarit. But the bracha of it's still not mishanim imadveya shetov chachamim. The madveya shetov chachamim. There's a hierarchy of specificity. So you could say the bracha in a less specific way. You say the bracha in a more specific way, and the mitzvah is to say it in a way that's as specific as possible. And if you said a shehakol and an apple, so you were mechaser, you didn't do the mitzvah of being mefarat. So yeah, so fine, you were meshabeach Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the best way possible, but it's still not called mipshanu beish tovah chacham. By pasan lechem, pasan yayin are different. Pasan yayin. The din that I'm passing, you make a hamaytzi lechem in oritz, and on yayin you make a special bracha bari pi agofen. It's not merely that you have to be specific. What that says here in the sugya, it's not merely that you have to be specific. The period ends at bari pi eitz. We don't have more of a food more specific than that. The fact that yayin gets its own bracha is because yayin teichashivusai they were misaken for it a different category of bracha. And if you make a shahako on yayin, then it's not merely that you did not do the mitzvah of being mefarat, but you didn't do the matbeah shetova. You didn't say the matbeah shetova chacham, because Chazal were matbeah, a different matbeah for pas and for yayin altogether. That's already called mishana beah shetova chacham. Now you're making a bracha that's not within the matbeah. To say a shahakol on an apple, it's within the matbeah shetova chacham. Just you didn't do the mitzvah period. But to say a shahakol and pas and yayin. Then already a mishana beish tovah chum and mistama by extension. If you said a bari pri eitz and yayin, according to Ravuna of Zumul, you also not be eitz, because you're also mishana beish tovah chum for yayin. They made a separate medbeah outside of the regular hierarchy. The regular hierarchy of brachas is shahakol. Then you have more specific bari pri adama. You have more specific, which is bari pri eitz. Pas and yayin. It's not that you have to be more specific. It's that they have their own bracha altogether, and it's indicated in the fact that, or it's evidence in the fact. That specificity never goes so far as to name this particular fruit. You know, we never say the specificity, the period ends at Bar Pi'etz. That's as far as it goes. There's no, even if you have a very, very choshev fruit, you're never going to make on it, you know, Bari Kumquats. You know, Bari Pi'etz is the limit of being specific. Bari Pi'agofen is not more specific. It's a different Mabeya that Yayin is. It's all Mabeya. And MSCC, and grapes, you don't make a bari priya gefen. Even though grapes are also priya gefen. Grapes are also bari priya gefen. But specifically ends at bari priya eitz. Yayin is a new shem. It's kenei brocha latzmei. That's a new shem. That is a special chashivus, like Rashi says over here. Mitoi chashivusum, that's the lashon of Rashi, but also in the Mishnah, that mitoi chashivusum kovuloi brocha latzmei. They made a special brocha for passing yayin. Outside of the normal hierarchy and beyond the normal limits of pirut, that goes into mishana beish tovah chum. That's already machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yechon. And Rav Huna says, therefore, if you say shakal, you're not yaitzi. Rav Yechon says you are yaitzi. First of all, maybe he holds like a mayor. Mishana beish tovah chum is not the end of the world. You are yaitzi, or he holds it's not such a terrible mishana beish tovah chum because at least it is a matbeya elsewhere. So a little bit the matbeyas are interchangeable, but kach. So fine, we do pass in the Kavir Chanon, but you see still the fundamental point that pass in Yayin, you're a Mishana, they have their own Medbeah. So Mimela, going back to our question, why the Mishnah says Chutz Mina Pasim in a Yayin, and it doesn't say Chutz Mina Mizainis? And Mizainis say Bari Mina Mizainis. Here, maybe there's a mokum to say, we'll see later going forward, maybe not Mina Slaloch even. Maybe there's a welcome to say that the Mishnah is only talking about the Mishnah's. The Mishnah doesn't say al peiros ha'adoma you make a bari pi adoma chutz mi peiros ha'ilon that you make a bari pi eitz. Why doesn't it say that? After all, peiros ha'ilon are also peiros ha'adoma. The Mishnah says that if you made a bari pi adoma and an apple, b'di'evad yoytze. That was the Mishnah that Mem said. If you make a eitz on a potato, you're not yoytze because the potato is not a pi eitz. But if you make a bari pi adoma and an apple, you are yoytze. Why? Because an apple is also pi adoma. So why does the Mishnah say that on Peiros Hadoma you make a bari pi hadoma chutz mi Peiros Eilon that you make a bari pi eitz? The answer is, at least Lefi Dvareinu, we could say the answer is that the Mishnah is not telling me the hierarchy of being specific. There's a thing you should be specific. I mean, the Mishnah is telling me that too, but it's not telling me in this nusach of chutz. The mission tells me that the hierarchy. There's a baruch, there is a dinah, but the mission tells me the hierarchy. And peiros hadoma generically you make a bari pi hadoma. And peiros ha'eitz you make a bari pi eitz. But when the mission says chutz, chutz means something that's outside of the mitzvah of pirut. It's not just you have to be mefarad. And an apple should be mefarad to make a bari pi eitz. But if you made a bari pi hadoma, you're not a mishan and beish tovah chachamim. That's not called a chutz. When the mission says chutz, it means things that we change the matbeah. Instead, the matbeah is not bayir pi adam anymore. It's a different matbeah of hamotzi lechem in haaretz. By wine, the matbeah is not bayir pi eitz. The matbeah is yayin. It's a different matbeah. Chazal changed the matbeah. That goes into the chutz. Lefi Rav Huna, it's a big nafkamina. Lefi Rav Huna, if you made a bayir pi eitz on wine, you're not yotzei. If you made a shakel on wine, you're not yotzei. Right, we don't pass like a vun. We pass like a vyokhuna. So that nafkamina alacha we don't have. Because we all like a vyokhuna, mishana beish tovah chum is yotzei. But nonetheless, there is this fundamental difference. It doesn't matter the halacha so much. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that when you say yayin and the Mishnah is telling me yayin and lechem have a different matbeah. We'll see in a second that nafkaminas. But meanwhile, even without a nafkamina, yayin and lechem have a different matbeah. Apples and potatoes don't have a different matbeah. If you make a bari padom and apples, you're not mishanim and matbeah. There's a mitzvah pirut. But that's not called chutz. Chutz tells me a new matbeah. Out of this matbeah, you go into a different matbeah. If that's the case, so me'ata yesh lodon, what about bari minim izoynus? Is bari minim izoynus a different matbea, or just a different degree of specificity? The ma'isa, Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan only argued about the yayin and the passing yayin. It's not mashman the Gemara that on mizoynus, that Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan argued about mizoynus. Rav Huna says, if you make a shakal and passing yayin, not yotzei. But lo shamanu that Rav Huna should say that if you make a shakal and b'dvorei on mizoynus you're not yotzei. So b'chayre, that's an indication that mizoynus does not have its own matbeah. The fact that you make a bari minim mizoynus is because it's more specific. There's the shakal, and then there's more specific bari pi adoma, and mizoynus is more specific. So there's a mitzvah of pirut to say that it's not merely a pi adoma. It's a mine mizoynus. But if you made a pi adoma on a mizoynus, or if you made a shahakal for sure on a mizaynus, then the mashmoy says that even if one would be the yaitse, you're not called in the mashana mabesh of a chacham. Because mizaynus don't have a different matbeya. They have a degree of pirut that goes into the pyramid of the pirut of priadoma, priadoma, priates, mizaynus. Not exactly a pyramid, because mizaynus is not more specific than priates. It just goes in a different vector. There's priadoma, and then there's priates, and then there's mizaynus. So, but it's a kind of pirut, but it's not a new matbeya. So the Mishnah, when it says chutz, it's telling me the things that have their own matbeya. It's not telling me, it's not talking about things that they're in the regular matbeya, but there's a mitzvah to be mefarad. Now like this. L'maisa we pass like a vechem. Shana v'besh tov v'chomim, v'yotzi anyway. If you make a shakal in the v'dvori, v'yotzi even passing the yayin, the shakal is yotzi. So what would be the din if you made a bari pri hadoma and pass? On bread. You made a bari. Make a shakal on bread, v'yotzi. You are yotze. But what if you made make a shakal and bed yotze? What if I didn't, instead of making a shakal, I made a bari pi adoma? So Hashkof Rishonah of Adi Shavu Yotze. Because, according to Avunah Nap, because you're Mishanah Vresh Tavachomim. But we don't pass Nekav Avunah, we pass Nekav Yochanan. Mishanah Vresh Tavachomim Yotze. As long as it's a Matbeah somewhere else, Yotze. So I still heard saying a Bari Piyadom on bread is the same Chisoran as saying a Shahakol on bread. Rabbi Yochanan says a Yotze with a Shakol. So if you can be Yotze with a Shakol, L'chor, you should be able to be Yotze with the Bari Piyadom as well. Avada, that's the point of departure. Not everybody holds this way, but that's in Svara, that's the easy tzad to understand. Lamaisa, the Ritva, says that you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze. Why are you not Yotze? Says the Ritva. This isn't the Mem. Oh, I don't have a Ritva in here. There's a woman here. There, that's the gift of Hunan of Yechon. Yes, not the Ritva. The Kaimel and Kev Yechonim. We probably all like Kev Yechonim. Says the Ritva, first of all, Ikal the Mishma Mino. The Misha Birich, we didn't talk about this case. Misha Birich ala Yayin Bayer Priya Yitzyotza. I talked about if you made a Hadom on bread. The Ritva starts off with a different case. What if you made Ha'etz on wine? Says the Ritva, Vahari Yitzyotza. It's not worse than a shahakol. It's true. You're mishanim beish tavachom, but again, we all like Rabbi Yochanan. Mishanim beish tavachom is still okay with the evidence. So, if you made a bari peitz and yain, what's the problem? You're mishanim beish tavachom. Okay, mishanim beish tavachom. It's bad, but it's not the end of the world. We all like Rabbi Yochanan. Aval bepas, when it comes to bread, it says the Ritva. If you could have to see inside. I think in the kibbutz that you have, what in the Mosada I've cooked, they call the Ritva. In the kibbutz, they call it something else. I guess it's controversial if it's really the Ritva or not. I don't know what the arguments are. I have no idea. We're going to call him the Ritva anyway. If he is, he is. If he's not, so it doesn't matter. So if it's kibbutz, I could have to see inside. It's not Memem Beis. What's it called in the kibbutz? The Kutu Rishayim. Why do they call it the Kutu Rishayim? It's a strange name.
Non-controversial.
What?
Non-controversial.
And they just call them Rishon, they should call them Rishon. Nah, I don't know. I'm sure they have a cheshbon. I didn't read the introduction to any of these things. So basically, anyway, you have it. So you say, "Akulam amishachnu d'vayotze avuna avyechanam." So, "Kaimel kavyechan hilchasik avseil gavid avuna v'ikol amishmi noad dinami demishe birchal yaim bari pi'etz yotze." When it comes to bread, maybe bread is different. If you made a hadom on bread, maybe you're not yotze. Why not? So he says two things. First of all, the kaimen shah kosov kovalei shem bifnei atzmai. The Torah gives it a different name. The Torah calls bread, doesn't call it a pri. The Torah calls it bread, like it says asher loy b'miskemus teichel balochem. So therefore, maybe if you say the word pre-hadom on bread, the Torah gives it a different name. The Torah doesn't call it a pre-hadom, the Torah calls it bread. So it's not a pre-hadom anymore. It's bread. It loses the shem of a pre-hadom. Because the Torah calls it bread. Ask you a question. This is the first pasuk the Torah calls bread. Avraham Avinu, it says... What does it say? What?
It's like
Lushi, but it says better. Good. Where is that pasuk? What?
That's
Moshe Rabbeinu. It says Lechem, Yechel Lechem. And Stalman, Bracious, it says Lechem somewhere. I mean, there's lots of places in the Chumash that says Lo Yalechem Levadich. It says many places Lechem, Lechem, Nihini, Manta Lechem, Lechem, Nishamai. This is the first pasuk, Ashalai, B'miskenes Teichel B'lechem. The first pasuk that the Ritva knew about, where it says the word Lechem entire. What's Pashim Shah?
Shiva's
Amin. But Shiva said, Because this is the pasuk of benching. What? This is the pasuk of benching. It says, "Eretz chita v'sarah begefen pein arim and eretz hashem and v'dash eretz hashloib miskenes toichel balechem." And then it says, "V'achalta v'savalta v'racht." So he means, in the context of benching, the Torah talks about bread, and it doesn't call it a pri adamah. The Torah calls it bread. So see that in brachos, bread is a shem b'fnei atmi, that bread needs a brach. It's b'chachayin over there, but we don't have b'chachayin. But okay, it's all one thing. So le'inyan brachos, the Torah calls it bread. So le'inyan bracha, bread is not a pri adamah. So it's worse than mishanam b'esh tovacham. Mishanam b'esh tovacham means that you're supposed to call it, you're supposed to make a bracha ma'amitzi, you made a bracha pri adamah. But that we hold like a virchon and yoytzi. Here he's saying something else. It's not a pri adam anymore, because the Torah says that it's lechem. Lechem is not a pri adam. Le'inyan brachas lechem is not a pri adam.
We were thinking because the pasuk listed in the same list as chita, so it's like it doesn't form the same category. It's like a separate chain.
Here it says already eretz chita, and then it says eretz shleim mispein istecha b'lechem. That's a good part. Even more, the Torah talks about chita already. Eretz chita v'sayer. So what's her saying again? Lechem. Chit v'sara includes all the chamesh min adam, because they're all subdivisions of chit and sara. So what is saying again? Lechem. You see that in that lechem. It didn't brach on lechem. Yeah. I can wonder now in this svar of the Ritva. I'm just thinking now aloud. Is the Ritva saying is the vote of here that lechem is not a pri adama? Because that's his own name, it goes out of the cloud of Pri Adama. Or is the Ritva saying, maybe it is a Pri Adama. But mitzvah satayra is to make a bracha on its breadness, not on its preness. So if you only made a bracha on its preness, then you're not doing the mitzvah satayra, which is to make a bracha on the breadness of it. But I don't think that would be right, because then I can make the same argument that if you made a shakal on grapes, it should be no good. Because the Torah said Eretz says Geffen. It doesn't say food, it says Geffen. So you made a bracha on the foodness. Shachal, you didn't make a bracha on the greatness. We don't say that. So, I think the way I said it originally. You see in Torah that in brachas, lechem is not categorized as a pri adam. And then the Shritva says another svar, which is for sure like I think this way. Ba'oid, the chayven shebebechoso de kabulur abonon, heitshiyu mechal pri. Since in the bracha itself that Chazal gave it, they gave it a special bracha, Hamaisi Lechem. So in the bracha that Chazal gave it, they took it out of the word pri altogether. Shein amaski b'brichosim pri, shuvene yosu b'beloshim pri. So now you use the word pri, it's no good, because the Torah says le'inyan brachas both mitzad loshon haTorah shalom miskenes teichel b'lechem, and mitzad loshon Chazal the way they made the bracha. They didn't look at lechem as a pri. They looked at lechem as a lechem. So shakel, we hold like a Yochanan, shakel yotze. It is a shakel. They didn't say it's not a thing. It is still a thing. So he said shakel, because Baruch Hu made all things bright and beautiful. Because Baruch Hu made them all. Fine, so that's all. So it goes into all things, but it doesn't go into all Paris. Because lechem is not a pri. Le'inyan brochas, lechem is not a pri. That's the chiddush of the ritual. Now, very important to stress. That's by lechem. But by yayin, if you made a bari piyayitz on yayin, the ritual holds that you are yotze. Because there you don't have this argument. You can't say that when they gave it a special bracha of yayin, they took it out of the name pri. That's not true, because the bracha is not, they didn't say bari yayin. The bracha is bari pri yagofen. So they still called it a pri. But they made a matbeya that you should be specific that it's the pri of the vine. It's not the pri of other trees, it's the pri of the vine. So fine, so, but it's still a pri. So if you said shakal niyah, so by wine, if you said a bari pri, it's supposed to be all yayin. Because even though, of course, you're Mishana Beish Tavachan. We don't care. We hold like a Bechana. So what's left is, but is it a pri? It is a pri. You see, even in the bracha, the way Chazal gave it, it's Bari Pri Agopin, it's a pri. So I didn't say Pri Agopin, I said Pri Eitz. Okay, I'm Mishana Beish Tavachan. We hold like a Bechana. Good enough. But by bread is not even a pri linyan brachas. So if not even a pri linyan brachas, so you're not Yaitzi with Bari Pri Agopin. That's the Shita Sa, the Shita Sarit.
Why wouldn't his second svar extend to Eitz and Hadam? Chazal took a separate bracha for anything. It's Bori Pri Ha'Eitz. They decided it's not Bori Pri Hadam. So how can you be Yotze?
So I think it goes back to what I said before, that Bori Pri Ha'Eitz and Bori Pri Hadam, that's just the mitzvah period. They said they want you to be more mefaret. But if you were more mefaret, you were more mefaret. They didn't take it out of the cloud. But here in this, in the chutz, in this din of of Yayin and Lechem, where they made it a special matbeah for it, was at Nechrami. I think it's a good point. I think the Ritva was nourished by the sukkah itself, that Yayin and Lechem have a separate matbeah. So since the matbeah was a matbeah of Lechem, not a matbeah of Pri, so it's Yotze Mechal Pri Linyan Brachas. What's your name, Adam? What?
Because
we hold like a Yechon, the Mishanim Vesh Tocham doesn't matter. You know, it's in a Chalami, the Fira Funi, you're not Yotze even with the Bari Priates. You're not even Yotze with the Shackle. Because the Fira Funi, you have to use the right Medbeya. The Fira of Yechon, you could use the wrong Medbeya. So you could say a Shackle in the Yavadur, it's the wrong Medbeya. But since when they gave Lechem its own matbeya, they called it Lechem and not Pri, so you see that Chazal, in the world of Brachas, when they were looking at bread, they didn't look at it as a Pri B'cham. They looked at bread as a Lechem. So now if you call it a Pri, you're not merely Mishana Be'esh Tovacham. That's what we hold like a Yechem, that we can live with. Shakal Yitzhak. But you're calling it something that it's not. Because in Hilchas Brachas, it's not a Pri, it's a bread. So you're not Yitzhak.
How could we say that the Idva is saying that it's not a peri? The Mishnah calls it a peri. It says peri aretz, you make adama, except for bread.
Okay, so that's actually, that's the next point. I mean, at least part of the next point. Okay, so that's Shittas Ritva. We'll see as we go on other Shittas, but that's the Ritva. The Fili Ritva, so Lachara, what's your name again?
Edmund.
So Edmund has a point. How do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Al peiros hadama, make a bari pri hadama, chutz ben hapas." It sounds like pas is a pri hadama, just the avos has its own bracha. For the Ritva, it's not true. Pas doesn't have its own bracha. I mean, pas is not a pri hadama. Pas is not a pri hadama. All right, if you made a bari pri hadama, you're not yaisa. So the Mishnah is saying something that's not true. The Mishnah says that if you that on peiros ha'oritz you make a bari pri hadama chutz ben hapas. Pas is not an exception. It's not a pair. It's not a pri adoma that has a different bracha. It's not a pri adoma at all. So here it gets a little complicated. It's like a tree, like there's different, there's a diversified. Could say that that's included in the chutz because it's an effect of the chutz. That lechem is not a pri is not something that happens. The fact that lechem is not a pri hadoma is not something that happens before the din of chutz min hapas. It's a result of the din of chutz min hapas. Because Chazal gave bread its own name, its own bracha, so by giving it its own bracha, not only did they give it its own mabeya, but by giving it its own bracha, beloshen lechem, they took it out of the world of pri, and now it's not a pri hadoma anymore. So the fact that it's true that pas is not a pri, but pas is not a pri as a result of the fact that there's a din of chutz min alechem. Yes, and now that there's a din of chutz min alechem, so now pas stops being a pri. But it's when the Mishnah telling me that on peiros hadoma, pas would have been a pri adoma if not for the fact that it's its own bracha on mitzvah lechem in oritz. So it calls the achnis into the words chutz min hapas. Chutz min hapas means not only that pas is an exception to very pri adoma. It means that pas is yotze mechal bari pi adoma, and now it's no longer included in bari pi adoma. And if you make a bari pi adoma, you're not even yotze.
But the Ritva's right, and it's not a
priest
from the
chum. So that works better. This works better according to the second hesber of the Ritva, that it's based on how Chazal made the bracha. Because Chazal gave it its own bracha, and in the bracha they called it lechem and not a pri, so therefore now it's not a pri anymore. So it's a result of the takon of making a bracha, mamaytzi lechem and oritz, that it stops being a pri adoma. So then it works very well in the Mishnah. We'll say, we'll put this into the words of the Mishnah. The chutz means it would have been a pri adoma, but now it has its own bracha, and now it stops being a pri adoma. But if you hold like the first svar of the Ritva, that is based on the pasuk, Eretz Yisrael, Miskeinu Steikol B'lechem, So it's nothing to do with the fact that it has its own bracha. It's time, the Torah called it lechem. But I think that goes back to what I said before. The Torah is not stam saying psukim, that the word's called lechem. It's psukim about bracha. The Torah itself indicates that when it comes to bread, bread as the Torah looks at bread with different eyes, le'inyan brachas. Le'inyan bracha, we look at it as being something that's not pri adam. It has its own status, its own category as being bread. It's not looked at anymore as a pri adam. So it can still go into the chutz because it's a brachas tekadin. So the Torah said, it would have been a pri adam, but a botanist would tell me it's a pri adam. But since in Ilchas brachas, it's had the Torah itself, or Mitzvah Chazal's decision, they called it lechem and not a pri, so now it's a longer pri adoma, and it's ois pri adoma, now already not yais. Even though it comes out a little bit of a strange thing, that according to the Ritva, the words chutzmina pas have a different meaning than the words chutzmina yayin. When the Mishnah said that a peris ilun, you make the very page chutzmina yayin, that's a weak chutz. That means on yayin there's a special matbeya of chutzmina yayin. So you're Mishana Beish Tovacham. But okay, well, like Rav Mishana Beish Tovacham, but the Yotze. But that doesn't stop being a Pri'etz. If you made a Bari Pri'etz, so you're Mishana Beish Tovacham, but Rav Yochanan says the Yotze. When we say Chutz Min HaPas, we're saying something stronger. Chutz Min HaPas doesn't just mean that it's not, that it has its own Matbeya, but Chutz Min HaPas means even more that it stops being a Pri Adama. So the two chutzes in the Mishnah that don't exactly match, the chutz of chutz min apas is stronger than the chutz of chutz min ayayin. That's a little bit dochim chayav be the ritva. But maybe it's not so terrible. I don't know if I have to read it into the word chutz. It's a corollary of the chutz. Chutz means it has its own adaya. But in the case of pas, the chutz has a corollary that it also stops being a pri adama. In the case of yayin, it doesn't have that corollary because it's still a pri. So I'm saying, I don't know that I have to put it into the word chutz, that the word chutz means something different. The word chutz means that it has its own matbeah. But when it comes to lechem, the having its own matbeah has a corollary that since the matbeah is lechem and not pri, so it's ice pri. Ice means, this is a word you have to know, ice means it's not, because I use it all the time, ice means it's no longer a pri, it's ice pri, it's not a pri anymore. So when they gave it its own matbeah, the Mishnah says chutz that it has its own matbeah. But the corollary of having a matbeah of lechem is that you're not a pri. The corollary of having that bay of priyagofen doesn't make you not a pri, because priyagofen is also a pri. So there's not communis lahalocha, they're not the same lahalocha, but the word chutz maybe still is symmetrical. Yeah.
Is really saying that the two prusimers are really a progression, that the pasuk motivated Chazal to make the bracha, which in turn excluded, took out pas from the parsha of pri?
I don't know. We need to nail our colors to that. The Ritva didn't say it like that. Even if it's two separate svaras, but it's two separate svaras it's two separate brachas to kasvaras. That in Hilchas brachas lechem is ice pri, either because the Torah itself indicated that, or because Chazal decided that. One way or another, in Hilchas brachas, when lechem doesn't merely have its own matbea, but its own matbea, it has its own matbea. But that causes or reflects the fact that it's not a pri at all. We don't look at it as a pri in Hilchas Brachas. So it's an effect of the chutz. An effect of the chutz is that it's not a pri at all. And yeah, it doesn't have quite that effect. That's the ritual. There's a taisus. Taisus is chalak on the ritual. There's a taisus in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. This is important place, it tastes light. And the sugya over there is not geared to our status at all. It has to do with the sugya. If you decide to make a bracha of, you have a cup of wine and you think that it's, you have a cup of beer and you thought that it's wine, and you started to make a bari pekofen and then you wound up making a shakam with a bari. So are you say is it a good bracha? Is it not a good bracha? What does it mean exactly? What was the case? Not important for us. There's a bad leadership over here. So Tyson says, so we did touch a little bit inside. Some of the Tyson's is not negatos right now, but it's going to be negatos at the end of the sugya. So we'll read it now anyway. But then there's a part that's negatos mamish the second. So he says like it's Pirush Rabbah Alfas Hashli the Ifshut Tabayan. Now that we don't really resolve this question, were you yeah to the Bayer Pig offering, were you not yeah, see the shakal near the you have a cup of beer and you started to make a Bayer Pig offering, and then you like a shrine we say that you had a mind to make a Bayer Pig offering when you said Baruch Ad Hashem, where you actually said the words Bayer Pig offering, and then you fixed it and you said shakal, oh yeah, you say not yeah, you say. So the Rit says to us Pirush Rabbah Alfas Hashli Ifshut Tabayan. So now that we don't know the halacha, we don't know what the halacha is. As lina lekula, v'afilu pachsel b'chamer v'siyim b'deshich yotzer. So we all lekula sofek brachos lehalacha, and therefore you don't have to make a new bracha. V'riyoy ayimer lechumra the tzarich levarach pamacheres. The Rebbe said, no, forget. If you don't know if you were yotzi a bracha or not, you have to make a new bracha. So this is not interesting. Machlekes that's not our topic right now, but we're going to come back to it. That if you have a sofek of abirchas and ending, whether you were yotzi or not, do you make a new bracha because sofek brachos lehalacha? Do you rather not make a new bracha because sofek brachas lachol? That's the riff. And the reason is no, on the contrary. If you're not sure if you relate to the bracha, then you have to make a new bracha. What happened to sofek brachas lachol? So the chayim say pshat in the riff is that he holds that sofek brachas lachol is only by brichas and mitzvah. But brichas and enen is osur lehonus min ha'ilm azeh b'le bracha. So it's an iser. So you can't say sofek brachas lachol, then you have to make a new bracha. This has to do with the gemara at the end. Svaru, osur lehonus min ha'ilm azeh b'le bracha. That's not a concern right now. If he knows for sure that he made a mistake, he made a bari priya eitz and he was supposed to say a bari priya gofen. But the toich kedei dibur yochel lachse by toich kedei dibur, you could fix it. So the reason basically with halachas toich kedei dibur and fixing the bracha. Linyanenu, what's important is that Taisa takes for granted that you have to fix it. You have wine, and you made a Bari Pri Eitz, and you wanted to say Bari Pri Gofen, and you accidentally said Bari Pri Eitz. So Rabbi Natam said, if it's Taisa Dei Dibur, you could fix it and say Bari Pri Gofen. But if you didn't fix it and say Bari Pri Gofen, Taisa takes for granted that you're not Yaitse. Why are you not Yaitse? You said a bari. This is the Ritva says if you say a bari pri eitz and go on wine, but you have a yotze. We all like Rav Yochanan. Mishana beishit Rav Yochanan, Ravun Rav Yochanan, Alochik Rav Yochanan. We pass like Rav Yochanan. If you made a shahakal near bedvari on wine, you yotze. So if you made a bari pri eitz and wine, you should also be yotze. So what's Pratt and Tosis? Tosis takes for granted. That's not even it's not even Tosis' discussion. Tosis just takes it for granted that if you made a bari pei eitz and wine, you're not yotze. Tosis mechadish that even if you said a bari pei eitz, if it's toicha de dibur, you can fix it and make a bari pei agof. Okay, that's not our discussion. But he seems to hold that if you made a bari pei eitz and wine, you're talking not yotze. If you didn't fix it, bari pei eitz is no good on wine. Zot Rabbi Greger here in the Gilgal Hashas. Tamuli. Mashmi Zed, it's the last Rebbe Craig here. Mashmi Zed, the Imperial Chalayai, Bari Priyat Slayotz, Kakosom Maganavo, Shem Chulish Yalevi, Vitamuli, the Yayin Shem Pri Olaf. It's not like bread. That was the Ritva's point. By bread, it could be if you made a Bari Priyadomi, you're not Yayzi. Because it's Lechem, it's Ois Pri, like from the Pasuk and from the way Chazal made the Bracha. So when they said Lechem, when they called it Lechem, it became Ois Pri. But Yayin, Avad has a Shem Pri, Domavarchan Bari Pri Hagofen. So you can't say, that bari pri is no good because it's not a pri. About it's a pri. The bracha is bari pri alofen. Vim kain shapim bavarach bari pri. So what's wrong with saying bari pri eitz? Ela dehoyle levar yoyses shumi gefen. Of course, he's not being mafarit. It's supposed to say bari pri alofen. But so what? Vim kain legar mi virich shakel the kaimel and the yotze. We all like a virichim that shakel ni bedvar is also is good enough. Even though you weren't mafarit and even though you're mishanah beish, you were even mishanah beish tov chachamim. But kitzur, why is this worse than a shakel? Shakel and wine, you are yoyse. So a bari pri eitz shouldn't be any worse than a shakel. Mele, in the case of lechem, there's a special argument that if you say that lechem is not a pri, so shakel for bread is good because it's still a thing, but it's not a pri, so you can't make a bari pri adama. But you can't make that argument by wine. You can't say it's not a pri. You see, it is a pri. The bracha is bari pri agafen. Elamai, but you were mishana v'esh tovacham, so it's not worse than a shakel. So what's patentizes? How you see in Taisus? You have to say in Taisus. Le Malin in one of the early Simonim of the Sefer, Simon Aleph, maybe Simon Beis, talks along this. I haven't seen Rav Leib Malin since last time I learned bracha, so I didn't see inside. I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time, but he says this in this Nakuda. That even with Arab Leib, it's misbakish on its own. That you have to say that Taisus holds like the Ritva, but more Ritva than the Ritva. That Taisus holds when they were misakin the bracha bari pri ha'etz. I'm sorry, when they were misakin the bracha bari pri ha'gofen. Which again, we'll go back to what we said before. Making the bracha, the special bracha bari pri ha'gofen, is not merely a mitzvah of pirut. It's not like bari pri ha'etz and bari pri ha'doma. It's a special matbeah. It's mukach in the Gemara and Daf Mem. It's a special matbeah. They gave wine his own matbeah, and in that matbeah they called it pri ha'gofen. When they gave it, when they were misakin the bracha bari pri ha'gofen, so a corollary of that is that we don't look at wine anymore as a pri ha'etz. We look at it now as what are you saying? What we look at it now is that now it's a pri ha'gofen, and now it's ice pri ha'doma. I'm sorry. Now it's even ice pri ha'etz. Wine is not a pri ha'etz. It's a pri ha'gofen. It's a different thing. The Ritva thought that's a bridge too far. They didn't say it's not a pri anymore. Well, it's not a pri ha'etz. Pri ha'gofen is a kind of ha'etz. So it didn't stop being a pri. You could say bread stopped. We don't look at bread anymore as a pri. We don't look at its antecedents. Yeah, now it's a bread. But pri ha'gofen, we're calling it a pri. It's a special kind of tree, but it didn't stop being a pri ha'etz. And Taisos know when they made the matbeah pri ha'gofen, that means we don't look at it as a fruit anymore. Wine is not a fruit. It's a different thing. It's a pri ha'gofen. It's a special pri ha'gofen, but it's not a fruit. It doesn't go in the fruit department. Wine is not in the fruit department. Go to the supermarket. They don't sell wine in the fruit department. It's not a fruit. It's a special thing, pri ha'gofen. And pri ha'gofen is ice pri ha'etz. Ice pri ha'etz. And therefore, you make a bari pri ha'etz. That was Pashut Taisus. You're not the ha'etz. And Mislama Taisus read in the Mishnah. He read the Mishnah, chutz min ha'yayin, that it means like it's like the ritual chutz min ha'pas. It's like and in Taisus, the two chutzes are equally powerful. That the chutz min ha'pas doesn't just mean you're supposed to be mefarad. And then we can recapitulate the whole cheshbon. When it doesn't say that on Peiros Hadoma you make a Hadoma chutz min ha'yayin, chutz from pri ha'etz that you make a pri ha'etz. That's not a chutz, that's a pirut. So the Mishnah says you make a pri ha'doma, and when you make a pri ha'etz, when it's appropriate. Chutz is something stronger than that. When it says chutz min ha'pas and chutz min ha'yayin, it's saying that the chutz takes it out of being chutz min ha'pas means it's ois pri ha'doma. And chutz min ha'yayin means it's ois pri ha'etz. Ad kedekach the Taisus holds that now if you made a bracha pri ha'etz on wine, it's not. It's a sheker. Shachan Yibetor is not a sheker. It's still a thing. They didn't say it's not a thing anymore. It's still sold in the things department. So you can still make a shachan Yibetor on wine, but it's not a pri ha'etz. So you make a bari pri ha'etz on wine. It's nothing. It's nothing. So it's a place to forget. You're not the ha'etz. Okay. So far we have. I guess we call it three shittas. We have the hashgaf rishona, which is nobody said, but. The hashgaf for shoyin lechar should be that if you made a adoma on bread, you yotze, because it's still we hold like a vechana. But we saw, I don't know if there's any rishon holds the way. Then we saw the ritva says no. Chutz min ha'pas is transformative. Now it's no longer pri adoma. It's ice pri adoma. Ice pri becomes a lechem. Sad loshen apostled by brachas and we sad loshen the matveyat chazal. So it's ice pri. And then we have in Taisus. But he doesn't say it by yayin, and we have it by Taisus goes even further and says even by yayin when they made him at beya pri ha'gofen, it became ice pri ha'etz. And here again in Taisus you really see all, in Taisus maybe it's worth pointing out in Taisus you talk to see emergent very much the distinction with which you began. Taisus also make a beya pri ha'gofen when Chazal made a bracha beya pri ha'gofen, it became ice pri ha'etz, but we have not ha'etz with pri ha'etz. But when they made a bracha on apples beya pri ha'etz, they didn't make it ice pri ha'doma. If you make a beya pri ha'doma on apples, you are ha'etz. That's the Mishnah. What's the difference? Because pri ha'etz versus pri ha'doma, it's not a different matbea. It's just a mitzvah's pirut. So mitzvah's pirut, yeah, nishnisht. But yayin is a mashanim and beish tovah chum. They gave it its own matbea. That's the gemara of Yerichon, gemara daf mem. You see that that's called mashanim beish tovah chum. Yayin has its own matbea, and that's the meaning of the chutz. That's why it doesn't say chutz min ha'mezoinis, because mezoinis doesn't have that. But yayin and pas, the chutz makes it its own matbea. And pas is old when they gave it a matbea bari pri ha'gofen. So just like by bread, when they made a matbea lechem, it became ice pri ha'doma. So when they made a matbea pri ha'gefen, it became ice pri ha'etz. And now if you made a bari pri ha'etz, it's nothing, because it's not a pri ha'etz. It's wine. Why is it not a pri ha'etz? That's part of the takon of chutz min ha'yayin.
So now according to us, the two
Right, according to Tosfos, there's very gishmak. The two chutzes mean the same thing. We could read everything into the chutz. The chutz now has this power that it makes it ois pri adama, ois pri ois. There's one more shita, which is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is even more. It's Rabbeinu Yonah, daf lamed zayin amud aleph. I'm not going to read it inside, but the Divrei Maskil. Is v'hapas she'osim mikitnias. In the eyes of a hodah gemara, if you have it's the daf on top is ayin, omer ayin. But in the gemara, but it's lam zayin. I'm not from the gemara, and the dibur maskil v'hapas she'osim mikitnias. Rabbeinu Yonah talks about the following. He says, bread that's made out of beans. He talks about bread that's made out of beans. Today you can go to the supermarket, you can buy quinoa bread. It's the same thing. Bread that's made out of beans. What bracha do you make on it? So, he says shahakol. I think it's more in the Gemara even than shahakol. You make a shahakol. Yes, Rabbeinu Yonah, why do you make a shahakol on bread that's made out of beans? It should be adoma. It's not hamotzi. It's not lechem. It's not from the chamesh mini dogon. So it's not chazal. It's not lechem. But it grows from the ground. It should be adoma. And even though it's nishtane, but it's nishtane liluyo, and now it's even better, so it should be adama. So, Rabbeinu Yonah, he has another teretz also in Hilchos Nishtane, but that's not our concern. That has to do with the sugya later. But the first teretz that he says is that because it's bread, so bread is ice pre. His lashon is mipnei ma'alosay yorad, because it went up to being bread, so it goes out of the yorad. Here means not down, but out. Because it went up to being bread, it went out of being a pri. It's not lechem, so you can't make amitz lechem in arts. But it's not a pri because it's bread. It went up to being bread. So what do you make on it? Shakel. What are you gonna make? It's not a pri, and it's not lechem, so you can't make it amitz. And it's not a pri because it went up to being bread. So it's psa'azah bread, that's not lechem, so it's shakal nevator. You see in Rabbeinu Yonah, my indicating. You see in Rabbeinu Yonah that, first of all, he also like the Ritva, that lechem is ice pri. That bread is ice pri. But the Ritva said it because the Torah calls it lechem, or because Chazal called it lechem, so it's being lechem makes it ice pri. But the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Yonah rather, says that even pas kitnias, which is not lechem, Torah doesn't call it lechem, and Chazal didn't call it lechem, and if you made hamayt lechem and artzin not yotze, it's not lechem. But mipnei ma'alos hayorad lemaisit, it's pas kitnias, whatever it is, it's not lechem, but it's not pri. It's being made. It's the fact that I was malit to a bread like state makes it ice pri. So now the bracha is, that's it. So it's in limbo. So shakal nevator. Feed the Ritva, you know.
But if what makes it not a pri was either the Torah calling it lechem or a bracha called lechem according to the Ritva, then if this has neither, because the Torah doesn't call it lechem, and you can't make multi lechem in Eretz, how is it also not a pri if it was taking it out of the category of pri was one of those two things?
Because he has a different svara. He holds that what makes it ois pri is not the Torah calling it lechem, and not Chazal calling it lechem in the nusach habracha, and it's not lechem at all. It's not lechem, and that's clear. Pas kitnias is not lechem. What makes it ois pri is mipnei ma'alosai. Since I was so much mishane it liluya, I upgraded it so much that it's no longer. It looks down on the parish. Now it's spread. It was so much nishtana liluyum. Name malosoi. You can't call it anymore a pri. It's gone way beyond being a pri. So what are you going to call it? Call it shakal nevator. Yeah.
Well, did Ritva say that this
The Ritva would say. Rabbi Yonah has another ace up his sleeve that it may be another reason why he says shackle, because it's lost its form and people. The Ritva has the Rabbi Yonah has other hesber, but this hesber of the Ritva about this hesber of Rabbi Yonah that mipnei malosa yorad the Ritva doesn't would not agree to. This was the only hesber, then the Ritva would be chayuk about it. The Ritva would be chayuk. The Ritva says it's only the fact that Torah calls it lechem that makes it ice pri, or Chazal called it lechem that made it that makes it ice pri, but the fact that you baked it with the bread recipe that doesn't make it ice pri. And the Rabbeinu Yonah holds not that. Rabbeinu Yonah holds it's ice pri, not because the Torah called it lechem. It's paskin yis Torah didn't call it lechem, and not because Chazal called it lechem. It's paskin yis Chazal didn't call it lechem. What makes it ice pri is that it's cup. It's in the shtana leiluya. They went in the bread machine and it's ice pri. The Rabbeinu Yonah though is from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says al peiros hadama you make a bari pi hadama chutz mina lechem chutz mina pas. That I'm passing make hamotzi lechem in arts. The Mishnah's mashba, though it makes it ice pre. Remember, go back to the Ritva. And Hashkafer Yishayna, the Mishnah was against the Ritva also, because the Mishnah sounds like it is a pre adoma, just has a special bracha. So we said, no, that's part of the chutz. The chutz does the work. That's all included in the chutz. The chutz doesn't just give it its own matbeya, but the chutz takes it out of being a pre. So the result of the chutz is that now it's no longer a pre adoma. So it started being a pre adoma. But since there's a din of chutz min alechem that you make hamotzi lechem in aretz, so that chutz now does work, that it makes it into an ice pri. That's good in the Ritva. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not the hamotzi that makes it ice pri. It was ice pri to begin with, because even past kidneys is ice pri. So if even past kidneys is ice pri, so what does the Mishnah mean that on peres hadoma you make a shakel chutz except for bread that you make hamotzi? Not true. The bread, even if the bread wasn't a mitzi, it still wouldn't be a bari pi adoma because it's ice pri because mnei malos yard. It's not worse than bean bread. I think what you have to say, well, this will end, but I think what you have to say in Rabbeinu Yonah is that Rabbeinu Yonah will learn, I like the Ritva, that the chutz min halechem has the causes that therefore should become ice pri adama. The din that it has a special bracha of amaitzi causes it to be ice pri adama. Rather, the Rabbeinu Yonah will learn, chutz min alecha means like this. On peiros hadoma, you make a bari pi adoma. Chutz min apas, here the chutz means that the pas has its own chashivus. Because it has its own chashivus, it's no longer a bari pi adoma. And furthermore, because it has its own chashivus, they also gave it a new bracha of hamotzi lechem in aretz. So that the chutz over here, it's not a cause and effect. The chutz, it's the chutz does two things. The chutz, what the chutz basically says is that the chutz says that bread is nishtane li'iluyo. Because it's nishtane li'iluyo, it goes out of being a pri hadoma. It gets a new shem of lechem, and on this new shem of lechem, there's a special bracha of bari pi'etz of hamotzi lechem in aretz. By paskitnios also is nishtana li'iluyo. So it has the chutz insofar as going out of the pri hadoma is concerned. But Chazal didn't give it the bracha hamotzi lechem in aretz, so it doesn't have the other aspect of the chutz. It's an exception. In other words, the chutz has two aspects. The chutz means that it's a separate, that it's nishtana li'iluyo. Bread is nishtana li'iluyo. And that has two results. Number one, it's no longer pri hadoma. Can't make it anymore by pri hadoma. Number two, in the case when it's really bread, this nishtana li'iluyo now puts it into a new shame of lechem, and this new shame of lechem, Chazal also gave it its own special brach. Paskitnis is sort of anomalous, because paskitnis is nishtana li'iluyo also, so it also has the going out of the pri adoma, that part of the chutz paskitnis also has. But Chazal didn't give it a brach of lechem, so it doesn't get the other part of the chutz that it should have its own bracha. So it's just in limbo. It's ice pri adoma, but it doesn't have its own bracha. So you make a shakal nivadwar, and that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. I think it's gevaldik meduik Rabbeinu Yonah l'shitosai in the language of Rabbeinu Yonah and on our Mishnah. by wine. Menuena by wine. Chutz min hayayin. What's the in the Oiz v'Hodor Samach? It's beginning the parak Samachva, Amos Samachva, and the third paragraph. Chutz min hayayin. Zokar Menuena. What did Rashi say? Why does Pasen Yayin have their own bracha? So Rashi said, "Mitech chashivusoi kovalei bracha la'atzmai." Why the bread are chashiv? Ben Yayin's lashon is chutz min hayayin, neisha hayayin. Kevin shemachmas hashinui choshev yosir v'kaveir bracha la'atzmai. He doesn't just say the wine is more choshev. He says it's more choshev because it was nishtana. I think it's the same Rabbeinu Yonah. It goes together. Rabbeinu Yonah holds it's not just the bread and wine are choshev. Bread and wine are choshev because of mipnei ma'alosa yorad. That they're nishtana le'iluya, and that shinui le'iluya makes them ice priya eitz and ice priya adoma. It's nishtana leiluya. It forgot its plebeian origins. It's already a new thing. The shinui takes it out. And then by yayin, that by yayin they gave it a new bracha. By often by bread they gave it a new bracha. By mitzi lechem and arts. Paskenis, they forgot what to do with it. So that was an omission, and they didn't give it its own name. So it stuck. So it's make a shock a little bit. Chazal, maybe they should have. They maybe should have made a bracha. I may see pas kitnis minaretz, but they didn't for some reason. That was they forgot about that one. So, but the point is in Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not the Shem Lechem that makes it ois pri adama. It's not even the Shem Yayin that makes it ois pri adama. It's the shini le'iluya, which even pas kitnis has. The shini le'iluya makes it ois pri ha'etz. The shini le'iluya makes it ois pri, makes bread ois pri adama, and that even pas kitnis can share. And then, in addition, they gave it that, and that goes into the chutz. Yeah, so that's the way we want to be bar. So it comes out, we have three shittos over here. Well, the kulei alma, the chutz over here, is a very powerful chutz. It's not the regular chutz that just the chutz has. There's a lot of content here in this chutz, but it comes out. There's three different shittos exactly how this works. Lefi Rabbeinu Yonah, the takana of Amaisi Mechlechem in the art. There was, everybody over here agrees that in the chutz minapas, it's saying that bread is ice pri adam, and that Rabbeinu Yonah Tosfos the Ritva. Everybody agrees that on pas, if you make a bread pri adam, you're not yotze. They all agree. Aloha, they all say fair. So if you make a bread pri adam on pas, you're not yotze. But the shaila is why. The Ritva says, because when they gave it a Shem Lechem in the bracha, or even based on the pasuk, or in the pasuk even, so the Shem Lechem makes it ice pri adam. Because Lechem is not a pri. But that's only true by Lechem. That's not true by Yayin. Yayin doesn't stop being a pri. The Shem pri agofen doesn't make it stop being pri eitz. Tosfos is like there is very similar to the Ritva, but with an extra knech. That not only does the Shem Lechem make it ois pri adama, but the Shem pri hagofen makes it ois pri eitz. But atzad hashava shebem, both according to Tosfos and the Ritva, well, Tosfos we don't know for sure, but we don't have any warrant to assume more than the Ritva. But in the Ritva it's clear that it's the new matbeah bracha that makes it ois pri adama. The fact that Chazal gave it a bracha of hamotzi lechem in aretz makes it ois pri adama. Taisus takes that further. The fact that Chazal gave it a bracha bari pri agafen makes it ice pri eitz. But it's all taisus from the bracha. And the chutz lefi therefore means there's a new bracha of lechem, and as a result of that, it's ice pri adama. In Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a little bit different. In Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not, Rabbeinu also holds that bread is ice pri adama. But he thinks it's true even about pas kitnius, because it's not the bracha that makes it ois pri adama. It's not the matbeah bracha that makes it ois pri adama. It's the culinary fact that it was nishtana leiluya. It's so fabesert, so improved, that it's not even though it's no longer, we don't look at it anymore as a pri adama. That's a culinary fact. And that has nothing to do with the bracha. Even pas kitnius is no longer pri adama. So how does he read the Mishnah? He reads the, well, let's say, and it's medrik in his language, he reads the Mishnah when it says chutz mena pas, chutz mena yayin, it means that pas and yayin, the chutz of your means, they're nishtana le'iluya, they're ois pri eitz. That's the point, that's the first thing. Their wine is nishtana le'iluya, and therefore it's a chutz, meaning it goes out of being a pri eitz. And bread is nishtana le'iluya, it goes out of being a pri adoma. And then on top of that, they gave that new product a special bracha. For wine, they gave it a pre kofen. For bread, they gave it a mois lechem and oitz. And that pas kitnius falls through the cracks, and that it doesn't have. Yeah, okay. That's it for today.